your thoughts on the team as a training camp kicks off?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the look of our team and how things are coming together. It was nice to meet the new guys who have been here before, and nice to incorporate them with guys who have been here before. So it's really coming together. Guys are working hard, and it's and they're communicating and getting to know each other as well, which is great to see.
With only a handful of returning players, how will they factor into the success of the team this year?
They're all going to come together. These guys are pros, and they know how to play. Even the guys returning, right, they've been here before, they're comfortable with Saskatoon, and they're going to be a good group of guys to introduce the new guys to the city, to what Coach Eric has in mind as well, too. So, like I said, first meeting these guys and the way they're communicating, the way they're kind of getting after it, they're gonna gel really well.
Just my last question for you here. How does this team achieve greater consistency in 2025 and get back into the playoff picture?
Yeah, just continuing to work together as a group, like you said, with three returners and a lot of new guys. It's just continue to communicate. That'll be a big thing. We'll keep playing more so each of the players can kind of get to know each other's tendencies. We'll get incorporated with their offense or defensive principles, and we'll just continue to practice and just keep working together as a group.
How do you think this team is going to be different, and what do you think the strengths will be?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different. Like, you'll see kind of the makeup of these guys are a good group of hard-nosed defensive guys, and that's what the team was after this year. And they're, you know, athletic. Like, just notice a few of these guys who can just really get up and down and fly around. So I know our fans will be excited about it. I'm a defensive guy, so I'm excited so far of how hard guys are playing up into each other. So it's going to be different defensively for sure.
Up-tempo type of game? Is it different than what you had last season?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different. Yeah, we're going to look to push it a bit more. Yeah, so kind of more of a different system of what Coach Eric has in mind. And yeah, more we want to get out in transition, get up defensively, and really push the ball.
Yeah, so defensively then, you're wanting to meet them more at midcourt rather than have them coming to you all the time?
Yeah, we want to set the tone, right? That's kind of always what the thing is. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's half court, you want to pick up full court, but we always want to, you know, set the tone defensively.
You've got guys who've got some NBA experience behind them. How important is that to being able to put this group together?
It's always nice to have that experience, right? Being able to play against, you know, top level players, learning from coaches in the G League, the NBA, right? So you bring that skill set where you can pass on to these younger guys, the other pros as well, and kind of show like, hey, this is the level you need to get to or kind of play at to really make yourself a great player.
Coaches love to talk team. I know that.
Yeah.
Fans love individuals. Any individuals that have kind of leapt out at you and said, hey, this guy's pretty darn good.
Honestly, they're all surprised at me, right? And I know I'm trying to talk team, but yeah, I'm just, you know, obviously new guys coming in. I didn't get to see a few of them, right? Like, you know, Nate's been great defensively. Like I said, I'm a defensive guy, so I noticed him right off the get-go defensively, of how strong he is, even the way he's communicating right now with the guys. Yeah, so I've really enjoyed seeing that on the defensive side. But just a lot of the guys coming in. Jameer's been a great shooter so far I've seen, right? So that's a nice little mix. But even our young guys coming in, even from the Huskies here, Easton, like, he's really getting the mode here. He's learning how to play as a good big against some of these bigger guys and move around. So it's nice to see these young guys really get accustomed to how to play with a pro. So.
You mentioned Jameer Chaplin and the shooting. What else does he bring to this team?
Oh, athleticism as well, too, right? Athleticism, as well as, again, I'll talk defense. He's again, the pressure is with the guys there, the communication with the group, and just, again, they're bringing everybody together. They're talking. They're laughing. It's just nice to see this group kind of get to know each other and kind of build that community already this early.
Look ahead. What do you need to do over the next week in order to be ready for when the lights come on next Thursday?
Yeah, we just got to continue to just be attuned to what we're trying to do, kind of get our offensive sets figured out, our defensive principles figured out, and just continue to play really is what we need to do, just so we get a feel of each other and what we want to do.